She's Universal Security, Besant's Wall, and a spy agency in Miami. While the United States engaged Iran militarily in the Persian Gulf, Xi Jinping traveled to Bishkek for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit and deployed the phrase universal security as an organizing concept for what Beijing wants the international order to look like. The SCO now includes China, Russia, India, Pakistan, Iran, and several Central Asian states, a grouping that collectively represents roughly 45% of the world's population, giving Xi's rhetorical framing substantial institutional weight. Universal security functions as Beijing's counterframe to the Western liberal security architecture built around NATO and US-led alliances. The doctrine holds that security should be indivisible. One country's security cannot come at the expense of another's, and that regional problems should be solved by regional actors, a framing that conveniently excludes American involvement in areas such as the South China Sea or Central Asia. The timing relative to U.S. strikes on Iranian territory was, analysts noted, not coincidental. China is the world's largest importer of Iranian oil, and a prolonged Gulf conflict directly threatens Chinese energy security. At the G20 inches Asheville, North Carolina, a city still rebuilding from Hurricane Helene-related flooding in late 2024, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent met with his Russian counterpart and delivered an unambiguous message. Russia should not expect any sanctions relief until the Ukraine war ends. Bessent offered no roadmap, no definition of what ends means in territorial terms, and no timeline. From Moscow's perspective, analysts suggested that is not a negotiating position but a wall. The geographic scope of the current moment is striking. Military action is unfolding in the Persian Gulf. A diplomatic summit is reshaping security language in Central Asia. A G20 exchange about Eastern European sanctions took place in North Carolina, and Israeli intelligence is conducting protective operations in Miami. The interactions between those simultaneous tracks, observers noted, are where surprises tend to originate.